Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking today?
This is Dan Ochipinti.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today? How's it going so far?
It's going pretty well. I know you guys are about to close for the day, but I do need a little bit of help on my website, and I've talked to you guys now two other times about this.
Of course, no worries. Let me go ahead and open up your account here with us, Daniel. That's Handyman Dan, right?
Correct. There's a lot of noise on your end of the call, by the way.
Really? Let me see if I could fix that on my really quick.
If you're using like a headset mic, it doesn't sound very good.
Hold on, let me go ahead and change my settings real quick. Can you hear me better now?
Much better.
Oh, okay, perfect. Now, let me know, is there something in specific I could help you out with in regards to the website?
Well, I've talked to your people a couple of times after some editing or some updating of my website was done, and unfortunately, I think they used a template that doesn't really apply to my business, and so I want to change a few things on the website that I don't, you know, services that I don't offer. And, you know, I went through all of this with a woman about a week and a half ago, and we went through each item that I wanted kept and the things that I wanted deleted, and nothing happened.
Really? Okay, let me check that out. Okay, you spoke with Celine, right?
I don't remember her name, honestly.
Let me double check. Oh, I'm actually seeing here, because that's our web developer. She did try reaching out to you on the 24th. Yeah, she did try reaching out to you on the 24th regarding a couple of edits. Maybe it was because of that.
I spoke to somebody at your office after that. It was in March. It was during this month. And in fact, it was just about a week and a half ago. So somebody kind of dropped the ball.
A week and a half. From this month? I don't have any other call from this month. Do you know who you spoke with?
I don't remember it.
This call was on the 24th, I'm seeing here on my end.
Huh. Was there a call made before that date?
Before the
24th? Yeah, before the 24th.
So there were a couple of calls made on the 24th. Before the 24th, it was on the 20th.
Okay, so it may be that the 24th is when I spoke to your people. I thought it was sooner. I thought it was more recent than that. But still, basically, the bottom line is that nothing's been done.
If you want, I could schedule a meeting directly with our web developer. That way you see everything with her directly and make sure there's no inconsistencies directly with her.
Well, maybe we should do that because it doesn't seem to be working any other way.
Yeah, it's going to be directly with her. That way there's no confusion. Lines don't get crossed in any kind of way. Like you mentioned, since we already... there was already that mistake. Let's just go ahead and avoid it all around. I'll schedule that meet directly with her. That way you view with all this, those changes directly with her. That way she could implement them herself. Just let me know at what time is best for you.
I could talk to her this Wednesday, the 18th, in the afternoon.
Wednesday, 18th, hold on, let me...
About 3 p.m.?
Okay, you're in California, too. So that makes things easier. Yep, 3 p.m. is fine. We could schedule something for 3 p.m.
Okay, great. So I'm putting it down on my calendar. Is she going to call me, or do I have to call you?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. She'll be reaching out to you.
Okay. Great. So this Wednesday, the 18th at 3 p.m.
Yep, Wednesday 18th at 3 p.m. She'll be reaching out to you to go over everything, and that way we could get any and all issues solved regarding the website.
Great. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
No, of course, definitely. Not sure if there's anything else I could help you out with then.
No, that's it. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. Appreciate you taking my call, and have a good rest of your day. Stay safe out there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.